Our goal is to help you change your life. You've got to change it, yes, but we can help guide you.
A job as a coach is to show you where to look, but not tell you what to see. I'm showing where to look, not telling you what to see, because that's not teaching you anything. If I'm telling you every single thing, this is what you need. Do.
Yes. We want to make the shit easy, uncomplicated, and make the shit for fucking everybody from all walks of life.
I mean, I think
how old you are.
Yeah. Anything. My driving force is just letting you guys not do all the shit that I did. Right. It took me years of bullshit. Yep. Right. We got to get out of this 10, 15 years of dieting and supplements and the crazy ass shit. When if I knew what I knew now, 20 years ago, I'd be in such a different place.
Who cares? This is the rest of our life we're talking about. We have a long life ahead of us. If it takes you a year or two to figure it out, so fucking what?
Welcome to Cut the Crap with Beth and Matt, the world's number one no bullshit health and fitness podcast.
Are you ready to cut the crap with your diet and exercise, get strong as fuck, and build a healthy relationship with food? Then you've come to the right place.
Show your support for the podcast by joining our Patreon community, where you get exclusive content which consists of monthly workouts you can do at home or at the gym, monthly challenges that are either strength, habit, or mindset based, and access to hundreds of lower calorie, higher protein, family-friendly recipes.
And now all Patreon members receive exclusive access to a private Facebook group. Now let's cut the crap.
What's up, Beth, you fucking nerdle?
Fucking nerdle alert. I'm already laughing right now. We haven't even started. Okay. I need to get my shit together here.
Yeah, I mean.
Focus, Farocco. Focus. All right.
Focus, you dirty bitch.
All right.
Great start. We're rocking and rolling.
Yes. What's up, everyone?
We're getting all of our nicknames out of the way.
Welcome to Cut the Crap with Beth and Matt.
How's life? What are you busy with? I know you're coming here, but what are you busy
yeah,
with?
Yeah, I'm just getting ready to come to Ohio. So I'm doing laundry. You know, I got to set my boys up here at home to make sure they're all right for mom to be gone for 4 days. Because, make sure my son has food in the fridge or, you know, he's not going to eat till like fucking noon. Then by that time he has a headache and I'm like, has my son eaten anything? He's like, well,
yeah.
he wasn't hungry when I asked him. I'm like, you just have to fucking give him food.
Like, he's not hungry because he's playing fucking Fortnite all day.
Yeah, exactly. All gacked out on the screen. Like, meh.
My son too. He's like, I'm hungry or I have a headache. I'm like, all right. Well, did you drink enough water today? I'm like coaching my son, you know, I'm like, Riker, we really need to start drinking more water, especially. Right. But he's starting to make that connection now, actually, because it's funny. Whenever he has a headache, and he'll answer the question before I even ask, he's like, yes, I'm drinking enough water. I'm like, okay, good. So whether he's telling me the truth or not, who knows?
Right.
Awesome. I just got done working out and my legs are fucking toast.
Whew. Ooh.
Third week back of doing legs hard, really, and doing barbell work. And I'm feeling good. I'm really enjoying strength training once again, which is
good. That's good.
It's so nice because, you, as we know, over the summertime, I wasn't really feeling it and it wasn't really a priority for me. I'm back. I'm doing,
there you go.
Have you ever done Zercher squats?
Oh yeah.
Oh God. This first time my coach has those in my cycle right now. And it's the first time I've done those in a few years. And tell you what, Zercher squats you'll find some shit inside of you that you didn't know you had to get through those, because I did 4 sets of 8 this week and increased the weight. And my abs, like, you can just do Zercher squats or any compound movement like that, but even more so with Zercher squats, and you really, it really taxes your core because you really have to brace, because that weight is just sitting in front of you. And
right.
So you work, it's really working your core, your arms and your upper back.
I'm
going to
say,
too.
And your shoulders and yeah.
Hell of a workout. Hell of a movement.
I'd rather do Zercher squats than back squats.
You know what? That's kind of where my mindset is too. I told my coach today, I was like, after I sent him my clips of my workout, I was like, please keep these coming. I was like, I'm really enjoying these. And I'm like, these are so easy for me to progress. And like, it's just doing something different. And it just gets me really fucking fired up to do them. Back in the day when I used to do strongman training, I used to do those and it was a lot of fun. What were you going to say though?
Yeah. I said my range of motion is different with a back squat than it is with a front more squat.
A front loaded. Yeah, for sure. A lot more quad emphasis and a lot more core emphasis for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't need to do ab work. Just fucking go do some squats.
No, that's what people don't understand. I used to do a lot of core, like a lot of crunches, and I don't do that stuff anymore. I actually brought out the ab roller last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'll argue for the use of an ab roller though, because that is a hell of an ab workout.
It really is. That and like the cable crunches. Yes.
Which we've done together.
The two that I think are the better if you want to sculpt your abs.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to go sculpt your abs and if you want to have a strong core, really.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a few workouts or a few movements that I would actually recommend for building up a strong core. You know, you just mentioned one of them, the ab rollouts, cable crunches, leg raises also. And I'm really enjoying bird dogs as well.
Oh, yeah.
Dead bugs.
Mm-hmm. Dead bugs. Yeah.
Dead bugs are fantastic.
We used to do those a lot at the gym when we coached a lot of those. Those are good for like if you have lower back issues.
They really are. If you have lower back issues, your core is probably weak. I definitely recommend start doing some dead bugs and some bird dogs. I used to have lower back problems working out.
Yeah.
Just because I wasn't taking my time warming up because I was just a young mid-20s ego driven. Yeah. Gym goer, you know, like most guys.
I
don't need to stretch. I don't need to do
mobility. I don't even warm up now. I'm bad.
Oh, bad. Yeah.
I know. Yes. I'm okay.
If I'm properly warming up, you'd probably be more efficient. But as long as you're still crushing your fucking goals, that's what matters.
Yeah. And I don't get injured. So there we go.
Yeah, exactly. And all this talk about ab work, because that's one thing that we always hear, right? Is doing crunches and ab work and ab exercises and ab circuits to lose belly fat. And as we know, that's not possible. That's called spot reduction. And that's a myth. But really what we could call that is majoring in the minors. And that's kind of what we want to talk about today too, right? Like stop focusing on doing the best ab workout and just go do something. So majoring in the minors really is what we want to talk about today. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've been seeing it all. This is the thing. Okay. I'm going to get right the fuck into it. You guys overcomplicate the living shit out of it. You overcomplicate drinking fucking water. Okay. You stress out about if your water should have ice in it or if it should be lukewarm. It room doesn't fucking matter. Drink your freaking water. Okay. Like this is the shit that's totally fucking you up is that your information overload because you're looking for the perfect whatever. None of it's perfect. Okay. It doesn't matter if you go Mach 10 on the treadmill 3.0 or fucking incline, just get your steps in. Like you guys are overthinking walking. You're overthinking water. You're overthinking literally fucking everything that you are holding yourself back because you're so just in your head about it all.
Yes.
Okay. I've said what I needed to say.
And no, that's good. And that's good. Because a lot of the shit really doesn't fucking matter. We're focusing on things that have such a minor impact on our life or next to no impact at all. But we're overlooking the big shit, the boring shit, really. Health and fitness is fucking boring. We're overlooking that stuff because this shiny supplement promises X results. But that's such a minor detail that you're putting all your time, energy, and money into these things that just don't fucking matter. And I love strength training. So I'm going to use a quote here. This is called the Tate Rule. You know who Dave Tate is?
No.
So he's really big in the strength training community.
Okay.
The Tate Rule states that you use whatever that is available to you. One of the most common examples that he receives is somebody that's doing a pull down, right? And somebody will ask him which bar they should be using for a pull down or curl or whatever supplemental their exercise they're doing, which Dave Tate will say, it doesn't fucking matter. Just train. Okay. Mm-hmm. Use what's available to you. Use what's right in front of you and just fucking do that thing.
Yeah.
We can equate this to anything with our health and fitness, with nutrition, right? Mm-hmm. Some things that we always look for with nutrition is the best fat burner, the best whey protein, the best protein shake, the best creatine, the best detox.
Collagen.
Yeah. Speaking of collagen, that's something that literally doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't. And you guys ask us about this all the time. What do you think of collagen? Do you have fucking shitty hair, nails, and skin? I mean, literally, why are you even worried about collagen if you don't even know what the fuck it is?
It's a really shit protein source too.
Yeah.
Because it's not a complete protein source. And it's how collagen supplement came about. You know, do you know how the history of how it came about, Beth? Collagen protein became a supplement. It's a fairly new supplement.
Yeah.
Because it's a byproduct of whey protein manufacturing it. And they were just throwing it away. They're like, this is impacting our profit margins. What can we do to recoup this lost product? Oh, we'll just sell it and it's the collagen supplement and tell you that it's a miracle fucking protein.
Right. Supplement. I feel like it came out when people started getting obsessed with bone broth.
You're probably right.
I feel like that, like I know that kind of stems from, you know, the collagen. Isn't that what the top of the bone broth, right? When you make homemade, because I used to do that because I believed all that shit.
Yeah. I used to drink a thing of bone broth every day. Literally, I would drink, I would warm up bone broth. I would put a little pepper and hot sauce in it. And I'd be the fucking weirdo at work drinking bone broth instead of my morning coffee. Like, oh, guys, there's science behind it. It's so good for me. I am just performing an optimal fuel source right now. Like, fuck that. No, it doesn't fucking matter.
My freezer. Okay. And I would fucking crock pot that shit. Yes. And, you know, granted, great. Bone broth is amazing for you when you're sick and stuff. It is have a healing sense to it, right? But it's not miracle A. And, yeah, you know, it wasn't maximizing my fucking weight loss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. And there's a quote that I want to, before we talk about this too much more, I found a quote right before this. It's from Jim Rohn. And his quote is, learn how to separate the majors and the minors. A lot of people don't do well simply because they major in minor things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spending 95% of your energy on the minor things that just don't fucking matter.
Yep.
With nutrition, right? Other than supplements and stuff like that, it's the walk. Well, should I be walking doing the 12, 3, 5, 30,000 method, right? Like, do I need to be walking on a 5-degree incline at 10 miles per hour? And really, like, no, doesn't fucking matter. We want you moving your ass. Those are things that you can fine tune later in your journey,
yeah,
when you've gotten really, really, really good at the right basics, the boring, yeah, shit. The boring shit is what's going to give you your, whatever your goal is, fat loss, getting stronger, mm-hmm, building muscle, repairing your relationship with food. This all comes down to doing the basic boring shit. We need to be bitches with this stuff.
Yeah. Basic. Hey, here's another one. Oh, I need to know, like, exactly what macros. Like,
I love your impersonations, by the way.
What? What? This is in my head. Like, I don't, you ever, when you're like reading a comment, imagine like what the person would sound like?
They just always sound like an asshole to me. So I don't know. No. If it's a negative comment, like, no, this guy's just
specific macronutrients that I need for each
macros. That's a good example of majoring in the minors.
A 40, 30, 30, or is it a 30, 40, 20?
Doesn't fucking matter.
Okay, listen to this. Are you a fucking athlete? Like, are you training for a marathon? Are you going to become an Olympian? Then you shouldn't even fucking care. Okay. Focus on your calories, focus on your protein. And then the rest is literally the calories that aren't the protein. Guess what? Carbs and fats are fucking calories.
They are.
Okay. So you're tracking them either way.
Should I track calories or should I track macros? That's a common question. It's like, if you're tracking macros, you're fucking tracking calories.
Yes.
Macros are what make up our calories.
And this is where people overcomplicate it.
And it's not their fault. Let's put that disclaimer out there. It's not necessarily their,
that's true,
their fault, because marketing is really fucking convincing.
There's a lot of noise out there.
And so, and influencers, fitness influencers are really fucking convincing,
yeah,
because,
yeah,
there's always a product to be selling for these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the macros example. I love the macros example. And you nailed it perfectly there, because I equate it to a puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
If nutrition were a puzzle, we want the puzzle to be consisting of those really big blocks, the big puzzle, yeah, pieces that, and you, there's like four or five of them, like a kid's puzzle. That's what we want it to, mm-hmm, look like. But we're adding in carbs and fats and trying to nail all of those perfectly. You just made that puzzle a lot harder with a lot smaller pieces and more of them.
Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well, I went over my carbs and fats and I just don't know how to get enough protein because I already went over my, it's like, okay, well, you're focusing on the wrong shit.
You're focusing on the minors.
You should be focusing on your protein.
Protein calories.
Right.
Depending on your goal. If your goal is fat loss, if your goal is to get stronger and to build muscle, well, then you have to focus on your calories too, because you want to make sure you're getting enough calories to build that stuff.
Yeah.
Calories, protein. We can't say it enough.
I know.
Let's see. Some other things that we could talk about for majoring in the minors. Some minor examples would be, and I might catch some shit for this, but like sleeping aids and things like that. Like, I understand a lot of people do have just difficulty sleeping, mm-hmm, but also it's, if you're looking for supplements to help you sleep better or to make you feel better because you're tired throughout the day, but we haven't even begun to look at what your nighttime and bedtime routine is like. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're jumping straight to supplements without looking at the root cause, which is your bedtime routine just fucking sucks. You're sitting in bed until 1 o'clock in the morning, scrolling TikTok and Instagram and mindlessly scrolling.
You know how I know you are? Because I get comments at that time in DMs.
Right. Well, okay? Yeah. Yeah. We know.
I know what the fuck you're doing.
I know you're doing it.
I get that shit in the morning. Okay. Well, you should be in bed sleeping instead of DMing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I won't respond to you till the morning anyway. So
yeah.
Anyway, I love you guys, but get some sleep. Okay.
no good. What was the old saying? Nothing good happens after midnight. Well, nothing good on social media happens after fucking.
It doesn't. No one's around.
9 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
I mean, they are. They're just lurking.
Yeah. I think it's safe to say us and the people like us and everybody listening to our podcast, there might be some night owls. There might be some night shift people, but that's true. You know, very, very minor. And I've been a night shifter. God, that was awful. I used to work night shift. Never again.
Yeah, fuck that.
Never again. With workouts, what are some examples of minors when it comes to working out? We already used one, was the ab example, doing a million different ab blasting exercises, when really, if you're just doing some hard, heavy compound movements, benching, deadlifting, squatting, overhead pressing, rowing, you are going to be working the hell out of your core. Mm-hmm. And it's really unnecessary.
Yeah.
There's a lot of professional bodybuilders that never train abs.
Right.
My coach never has me directly train abs. Maybe once every couple of weeks, we'll do some hanging leg raises or something in there.
Yeah.
And I can, you know, deadlift 500 pounds. You think somebody that's deadlifting twice, three times their body weight has a weak core?
No.
Squatting?
You can't.
Squatting double their body weight, even single, you know, one times their body weight. You're not going to have a weak fucking core. You can't. You just, like you just said.
Yeah.
You're going to snap your spine in half. You're going to.
Right. I was going to say, you're going to fucking hurt yourself.
Yeah.
I think like if you're initially never worked out before, I think mm-hmm. it's important first to find something that you love to do to keep you consistent yeah. with that. Right. You can't find the perfect workout because there is none. Like we all started, I think I've talked about this before. I started fucking at a playground at 5:30 in the morning doing HIIT workouts with my friend Allison. We were, you know, playground workouts. It was fun. Right. But then you morph, you're like, okay, I know like I've done this. Then you start to find out about other things and you start to do those other things. And it just kind of morphs from there. Just start with one thing. Mm-hmm. It could be walking, it could be spinning on the bike. It could be yoga. It could be literally anything.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
If there's one thing we can all agree on, it's that life is hard. And with that comes a level of stress that can often be debilitating. Balancing your mental and physical health often seems like you need a PhD to achieve. And so often, we are only able to focus on one or the other, which can lead to a less than enjoyable life. And that's why I loved Cure Nutrition Serenity Gummies. From coaching calls to leadership meetings with my team, to tapping into my creativity for new content, to closing business deals, and even interviewing guests for this podcast, the Serenity Gummies have proven to be a valuable part of my self-care routine. I take them daily to help manage my stress and anxiety, and doing this allows me to perform at my absolute best, which helps me serve others to my absolute best. Formulated with their trinity of ingredients, a blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, functional mushrooms, and adaptogens, Serenity Gummies are your answer to finding calm in the chaos that we call life. Right now, Cured is extending an exclusive offer to you, our listeners. You can grab a bag of Serenity Gummies for 20% off by visiting www.curednutrition.com/CTC and using coupon code CTC at checkout. That's C-U-R-E-D nutrition.com/CTC and coupon code CTC at checkout to save 20%. So what are you waiting for? Pop a gummy and protect your peace, and let's cut the crap together.
We just need people to get started. That we can't say this enough. And what ends up happening is analysis paralysis, right?
Your analysis by paralysis. Paralysis yeah. by analysis.
There you go. I had it backwards.
That's analysis. Exactly.
Analysis paralysis, is that what I fucking said?
That sounded really fucking dyslexic.
I mean, I've been known to, I might have some minor dyslexia going because I do that shit all the time.
That's funny.
Okay, so yeah, you're trying to plan out the perfect workout plan, the perfect nutrition plan, meal plan, all this stuff, and by trying to make everything perfect, you're not fucking doing anything.
Yeah,
we gotta cut the crap and just start doing some stuff.
If it sounds too good to be true and so confusing, it probably is. Because this shit, you guys, is so boring and basic. That's why you're always asking questions, because it is so fucking boring and basic.
Yeah, and the boring basic shit that we want you doing, that doesn't give you that fucking.
Not exciting, is it? Doesn't give you that driving. Right? If you want a dopamine hit, go to the fucking gym or take a walk. Go outside. You get the same thing from nature. Pet a puppy.
Yeah, boring is good. Boring is so good. You should like. I do not want you changing like your workouts, right? Like there's something to be said for getting bored with your workouts because we want to enjoy what we're doing. Absolutely.
Right.
But if your goal is to get stronger and to build muscle, and even if your goal is fat loss and you're working out, stop changing your workouts every week, every 2 weeks. You know, I really want you sticking with a one workout 5 days a week, 4 days a week for at least a month, for at least four weeks, maybe even 6 weeks before you make any changes. And even then, we're not making a lot of changes. We're either changing up our rep ranges, our sets, or maybe we're changing it from a back squat to a front squat, or a dumbbell overhead press to a barbell overhead press, just different variations of the basic fucking movements.
Yeah.
We don't need to be doing, I use this stupid example a lot. We don't need to be doing BOSU ball squats while doing a fucking dumbbell curl. Okay. The functional fitness stuff is a lot of bullshit. Shitty trainers will use that stuff to make themselves look cool and try that. Because that's what gets the views on Instagram. It's clickbait.
Yeah.
The boring shit doesn't get views on Instagram, on TikTok, on social media. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. So that's why people start using these fucking stupid fear tactics and doing stupid shit in the gym to get your attention. But I guarantee you, every health and fitness influencer, every coach out there, that your favorite people, they aren't doing that stupid, crazy shit that they're posting on there. They're doing the boring, basic shit. They're just posting that stuff to get you in the door.
Yeah.
So just to be aware of it. I'm not saying that them trying to get you in the door is a bad thing, but just don't buy into that shit. They're not doing that shit themselves.
Right.
Let's see some other examples of majoring in the minors here. So we kind of nailed the supplements. We nailed nutrition. Nutrition in terms of calories, macros, yeah, we nailed that. But what about food-wise? Like optimizing our diet, right? Which diet should we be doing and things
or
like
that? Like, if you see like me or Matt making a video about what we're eating, right?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to like what we're eating on our plate.
You don't have to eat the fucking potatoes if you don't want to.
You don't have to eat the potatoes. You don't have to fucking have egg whites. You don't even have to have fucking anything about it. What we're teaching you is how to build a healthy plate, okay? You build a plate that you want to build because you're building a lifestyle that you stick to, right? It doesn't fucking matter what I'm eating, but you see me or Matt have protein, fats, and carbs in our plate. So you can be like, okay, what is another protein source that I like that I can use instead of eggs? Cause I fucking hate eggs. Okay. That's what you need to think about. Think outside of the box.
Do you hate eggs?
No, I love eggs.
Oh, you were just using that as an example. Okay.
It is an example. I do love eggs.
Okay.
What is a good swap is something what's a good swap for cottage cheese? Actually nothing. Okay. Like another protein source that you like, you know, if you don't like cottage cheese and eat something else, you don't have to have the equivalent to cottage cheese. If you don't like cottage cheese, just find another protein source. That's where people overcomplicate it, is they're trying to look at someone else's plate, thinking that that's something they need to eat. But in fact, no, because you don't like it. It's not going to work for you. So, you know, it's great to get ideas. That's what we're doing it for, but it doesn't have to be, it's not the fucking golden rule or it's not the Bible here for you guys. It's an example.
Yeah. We're giving you these ideas and suggestions. We don't expect you to eat these meals that we're posting on Instagram and TikTok and things like that. They're like Beth said, you just said, teaching you how to build a balanced plate. That's why we're always showing you like our carbs, fats, and protein sources that we have in there. And we try to vary that up, give you lots of ideas. But like, I don't care if you don't like the food that I mean. I honestly don't care because I'm eating it. You're not. So fucking substitute it for something that you do like. It's that simple.
Exactly.
Don't come to us and say, I would never eat that. Come to us and say, I don't like that protein source, but what could I use as an alternative or something? But you also need to start thinking for yourself so you can do this on yourself too.
Yeah. I get so many, well, what's a list of protein? You know how many videos I've made about protein? Okay. Do you know what? Google's free, right? If you literally go protein sources, fucking tapped in Google, you will get a plethora of infographics of all different kinds of proteins. You can fucking print that shit out, put it on your refrigerator, and there you go. You'll never have to figure out what is a good protein source again. You really have to take the initiative and do the fucking looking and the searching for yourself for different protein sources, for different carb sources, for different fat sources. We're here to guide you, right? Jordan Syed has always told me this. He's like, a job as a coach is to show you where to look, but not tell you what to see. I'm showing you where to look, not telling you what to see, because that's not teaching you anything. If I'm telling you every single thing, this is what you need.
I love that so much. Our job as coaches is not to tell people what to do. We just know the questions to ask. We know the answer. We absolutely know the answer, but we're not just going to tell you the answer because we want to help you get there on your own. That's what good coaches do. We ask you questions, motivational interviewing and some type of behavioral therapy and things like that. That's the type of stuff. We're not just fucking personal trainers. We're so much more than that. You know, some people are. And, you know, when I first started out as coaching, I didn't know how to ask those questions. I just told people, like, follow these fucking macros. And then I'm like, why is nobody following the macros? Like, these people aren't disciplined. No, it's just my way of coaching sucked.
Yeah, same. And this is what we learned from the course you're taking currently and the one that I've taken. Is like, yeah, we do a lot of motivational interviewing. We ask a lot of questions because it's important for you to come up with the answers. That's how you learn, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how you create and figure out things on your own. Or maybe you have emotional eating issues, whatever it may be. It's for us, for you to ask things, for you to figure out the own answers to your questions.
Raise awareness. Yeah. And get you thinking and look at reflection.
If we're just to tell you all the answers, it doesn't seem so profound and it's not going to mean much.
Yes. The best feeling in the world is when I'm on a call with a client and I ask them a question and then they sit there and you can tell they're sitting there, they're thinking, but then you can see the exact moment when the light bulb goes off.
Yeah.
And they come up with the answer themselves. They get so much more excited. You know, when I'm sitting there and telling them, I could tell them this thing and they're not going to care. They're not going to get excited. Like if they came up with that answer on their own, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I fucking love that. That's such a cool feeling though, too.
It really is. It really, and it feels good for you to figure out, you know, your own stuff, you know, because when someone tells you something, like I said, it's just, you're going to question it and you're going to be like, well, but she doesn't really, that's not me.
Yeah. I love asking a question, just like a one-line question. And then 12 hours later, I literally get like a book in response. And like, oh, this is fucking amazing. It's going to take me a while to read and digest, but yeah. I love it because that really got them thinking. And then they apologize for the long message. I'm like, don't ever fucking apologize for that. You know, like this is exactly what I want here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of the coaching that we do is very mindset related. And, you know, it's not always scale and all that stuff related. I've had clients be like, I didn't think I was going to get this much out of it mentally. She's like, I have never felt so good mentally because now I know the reasoning of why I did the things I did and how now I can change that.
Yeah. We work so much. I mean, with our clients, myself, with our coaches, it's at least half the program is mindset related.
Yeah.
Cause that truly is the key for so many people, changing our ways of thinking, you know, going from the majoring in the minors to majoring in the majors and things like that. You know, baseball players in the minor leagues, they're not sitting there and trying to stay in the minor leagues forever, you know, by majoring in the shit that makes them really good in the minors.
Right.
They're going to focus on the shit that's going to get them to the call up to the show, you know, to the big leagues.
Yep.
Absolutely.
All righty.
I don't know. This is a quick one, I think.
It's got to be a quickie. I got to get ready to go to Ohio since I'm leaving at 3 a.m.
Yeah, 3 a.m. That's, I mean, you got to drive, what, an hour and a half to get to the airport?
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. Like I have to, every time I take a flight, because from Maine, it's always has to be, it's nothing is always later than the time in the early morning, you know, because you've left here, your flights have left at 5:30 in the morning. It's like, why?
I'm like, why the fuck did I do this?
Well, because there's no other choice.
You get one flight a day. It's first thing in the morning.
The same thing goes with arriving back here. It's always really late. Like I don't leave.
Sunday you leave at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. And I check out, I'm sure I'm going to be at my hotel at like 11. And then it's like, you know, you're going to
I figured we just hang out and work and something and do some stuff that day probably. So,
And then I don't get here till midnight. And same thing happened when I was coming back from Austin. I didn't get back till midnight. It was driving it, you know, and pouring rain in the pitch black.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh God. The first time I came to Maine to visit you, it was midnight and raining and pitch black.
See?
This is awful. I have no idea where I am. I have no idea what this terrain was.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. And that happened to me when I went to Yellowstone National Park last year too, with my son, or earlier this year, I should say. There was such a bad snowstorm in Idaho that night when I got in, and it took like an hour and a half drive to like 4 hours because of the snow.
Wow.
I'm going to die. I shouldn't be driving, you know, it was bad. Right. But really quickly before we go, while we were talking, I just had an idea. Let me know what you think, Beth.
Okay.
And then if our listeners, if they like the idea, let me know. I'm probably adding too much work for ourselves here, but I had an idea. Like, what if we did like a cut the crap, stop majoring in the minors fucking handbook. We're like, I don't know. We wrote like an ebook or something where, I don't know, that could be the start of a new venture for us. I don't know. Just throwing that out there. It's probably a lot of work, but like as we're sitting here and talking about guidelines and things like that, it's like, man, I don't know.
Oh, maybe onto something, Matt. We'll talk.
We'll talk. We'll always talk.
We'll have plenty of time to talk.
Absolutely. We have so many things, so many other things we want to do.
I know.
Which is just fucking two of us.
Stay tuned, you guys. There's a lot
coming. Stay tuned for everything.
We're also, we want to let everyone know, thank you so much for your support. At least I'm going to say that. Yes. I know Matt feels the same way because we have been at the top 10 of the fitness podcast charts for
like 2 months now. It seems like
now. And that is fucking incredible. So thanks for your support. And It means a lot.
We truly appreciate everybody tuning in and sharing our content on our podcast with friends and family and sharing it in our communities that we see so much. Like, we have people in our communities now. They're like, oh, they actually talk about this on the podcast. Here, go listen to this episode. I'm like,
yeah, and on my private Facebook group, they're like promoting the podcast. This girl's like, you know, listen to episode one throughout the whole entire thing. I love that. Thank you so much.
Yes. No, thank you. For us to be up there with some of those bigger names in the industry.
Yeah. Like next to Mind Pump. That's fucking crazy.
Mind Pump. That's a podcast that I've been listening to for years and looked up.
They're like, don't even leave the number one spot.
Probably. Yeah. They'll have to retire before they get bumped off the number one, but you never know. You never fucking know.
You never know.
On that note, I'm going to throw this out there too, Beth. We officially reached 25,000 streams for the month.
Wow.
We've gone from literally 10,000 over up until June, and then we started growing again to 15,000. And we went just straight from 15,000 last month to 25,000 this month.
That's like wild. Holy fuck. Yeah.
And that reflects in how well we're doing compared to other podcasts and things like that. So seriously, we do appreciate everybody tuning in, and we couldn't be doing this without you all. Yeah. We love doing this. Long as you're listening, we're going to continue doing it.
Our goal is to change your life.
Yes. Our goal is to help you change your life. You've got to change it. Yes, we can help guide you.
We want to help change your life.
Yes. We want to make the shit easy, uncomplicated, and make the shit for fucking everybody from all walks of life.
I mean, I think.
Sex, how old you are.
Yeah. Anything. My driving force is just letting you guys not do all the shit that I did. Right. It took me years of bullshit. Yep. Right. We got to get out of this. 10, 15 years of dieting and supplements and the crazy ass shit. When if I knew what I knew now, 20 years ago, I'd be in such a different place. Although I wouldn't be here probably doing this podcast. So everything happens for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason. I agree.
I had a fucked up past.
As we've been talking about recently, they could all go differently.
Yeah. Anyway, you know what I mean? Everyone.
Yep. So we're grateful.
Sometimes, it may take you fucking years, right? Till you figure it out.
But who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Who cares? This is the rest of our life we're talking about. We have a long life ahead of us. If it takes you a year or two to figure it out, so fucking what?
Yeah.
It's taken you 10, 15 years of spinning your wheels by doing stupid shit that didn't matter. So I think it's worth it.
Absolutely.
It's always going to be fucking worth it, no matter how old you are. Okay. Stop using age as an excuse. Some of our most successful stories from listeners and clients are in their 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm. I've never worked with anybody in their 80s, but I have 70s. Have you?
Not 80s, but 70s.
Yep. Fuck yeah, everybody can do it.
Exactly.
There we go. All right, Beth, I'll see you soon.
Hope you enjoyed this episode. So why not share it with a friend who needs to hear it? Send us a DM on Instagram or email us at cutthecrappod@gmail.com and join our Patreon at patreon.com/cutthecrappodcast. As always, we appreciate you and thanks for being here.